President Emmanuel Macron is taking a page from FDR's playbook. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The French president is today drawing upon an American policy legacy designed to help pull the U.S. economy out of its Great Depression depths. A so-called New Deal for African economies is top of the agenda at a meeting in Paris this afternoon. More than a dozen African and European heads of state will be in attendance of the summit, which will be chaired by President Macron. The goal is to find ways of providing financial support to African nations struggling with the ongoing COVID health crisis, low commodities demand, and lack of tourism. Mr. Macron is now looking for, quote, profoundly innovative solutions, as the BBC's Hugh Schofield explains from Paris.
There's a big sovereign debt crisis now in sub-Saharan Africa. The COVID crisis has brought to a head their mounting debt problems. What Macron seems to be saying is that calls for just a simple debt cancellation is not going to function anymore. You know, the rich nations that holding the debt doesn't apply anymore. That's because China's much more involved. The private sector is much more involved in issuing debt to these countries. So we can't just simply have a kind of Band-Aid style call for elimination of all debt. Right now, there's a moratorium, which was announced by the G20 last year because of COVID. But when that ends at the end of this year, there's going to have to be some new system in place. And what that is what's being negotiated.
It's not just representatives from Africa and Europe who will be in attendance at today's summit, but also ones from China.
The Chinese, for the first time, are involved. The Chinese, who hold such a huge part of African debt now, will also be talking about how to reschedule this debt over a longer period at maybe much lower rates of interest. There's also going to be talk about special drawing rights at the IMF, whether African nations have a greater access to that, and also about the whole role of the private sector in African countries so that there's more sort of wealth generated to repay the debt.
Now, some on the continent, though, it's been reported, have questioned France's role in this assistance, since it's still invested in many African countries decades after many gained independence from France. How is that being viewed?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that the Macron view would be, well, hang on a sec. Yes, of course, there are these criticisms that come in. The real world is a complex, entangled place. And France, the fact that it's leading this initiative, calling this summit, should be seen as a good thing. Somebody has got to take the initiative. Something has to be done about rescheduling this massive debt overhang. These are bankers and public officials from the African countries who are going to come to talk about the practicalities of what can be done now.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield for us in Paris. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Checking the numbers now, global stock markets are in positive territory today. European benchmarks in Paris, Frankfurt, and London are up in the 0.2% to 0.3% range. Over in Asia, Japan's Nikkei ended 2% higher amid a broad regional rally. That's despite data showing the country's economy shrank more than anticipated in the first quarter. The largest and most sophisticated attack the world has ever seen. That's how Microsoft's president described last year's massive cyber attack that corrupted a programming update by Texas software developer SolarWinds. That breach gave hackers access to thousands of companies and government departments, including the Pentagon, the State Department, and Homeland Security. Russia has been blamed for orchestrating the attack, but in an unprecedented interview with the BBC, the head of the nation's Foreign Intelligence Service, or SVR, called the accusations absurd and pathetic. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg has more from Moscow.
In one of Russia's most closely guarded buildings, the country's spy chief tells me how lucky I am. You were the first foreign journalist allowed in here, Sergei Naryshkin says. Looking around, he adds, these walls have witnessed the planning of great operations. There's one operation in particular I've come here to talk about. Mr. Naryshkin's agency, the SVR, has been accused of carrying out the largest cyber espionage operation the world has seen.
Now at 6, hackers broke into computer networks of U.S. federal agencies, including the Commerce and Treasury Departments.
One of the most sophisticated cybersecurity breaches in American history. Investigators.
The attack is widely blamed by cyber experts on Russia.
By inserting malicious code into a software update from the company SolarWinds, hackers gained access to at least 9 U.S. government agencies. The White House named the SVR as the perpetrator. So will its director admit to such an audacious operation?
I'd be flattered to hear such an assessment of the work of the Foreign Intelligence Service which I run. Such a high evaluation. but I don't have the right to claim the creative achievements of others as my own.
The SVR is not only denying the SolarWinds hack, it's hinting that America hacked itself. Sergei Naryshkin cited documents leaked by US whistleblower Edward Snowden that suggested US intelligence agencies were inserting secret backdoors into commercial encryption software. This fits into a pattern of Russia accusing its accuser. We saw it after the poisoning of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, the work of foreign intelligence, said some here. And we're seeing it again with cyber attacks, a style of behaviour, a counterattack, now synonymous with Vladimir Putin's Russia.
That's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting from Moscow there. Finally, technology has made booking COVID-19 appointments a challenge for some. Now the Japanese government has a new campaign to bridge that tech gap for the elderly. It's teaching them to use smartphones in free training sessions across 2,000 locations. The announcement comes alongside the opening of a large vaccination center, which only takes online appointments. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.